Bueno.
Yeah, hi. Am I speaking with Jaime?
Sí.
Hey, Jaime. This is Dan Nelson with Local Splash.
Hey, ¿cómo
So,
estás? How are you?
I'm doing good. Doing good. I know Paquito, you know?
Ah, okay. Bueno.
I saw Mary Ann's message about Spanish. So all of our technicians are bilingual. So I can set your client interview up with a Spanish representative, if that works better for you.
Sí.
Okay. Awesome. All right. So give me one sec here. Let me just verify some business info. So it's
Okay.
Enterprise Air Conditioning and Refrigeration. That's how you guys want it
Correct.
branded, right?
Yes, correct.
Okay. Awesome. And let me see the phone number that you want your clients or leads to call. It's the 956-514-1052 number. Is that correct?
Correct.
Awesome. Okay. And let me take a quick look. Okay. I have an address here for you of 311 Progress Street. That's zip code 78570. Is that the right address?
Correct.
Okay.
Yes,
And
correct.
is it okay to show that address online?
Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. When you show it, we can also submit you to Apple Maps, which will help in terms of getting more leads too. Okay.
Yes, correct.
All right. So let's see. Okay. Do, 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 do,
We
do, do.
also got a Google account,
I did.
and you can text and it appears pictures and emails and reviews and all the stuff.
Yeah, you guys are doing great with what you already put. So what we're going to do is we're going to walk you through how to add us on as manager to the Google page. So you still own it. We're just adding on as a manager. That way we can optimize and promote you on that page. Okay. And what that will do is you'll show up for 20 keyword phrases. So like AC repair, HVAC contractor, AC install, et cetera. You know what I'm saying?
Et cetera. Yeah.
Okay. All right. And now remember too, this does include social media ads too on Facebook and Instagram as well. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So just so you know the timelines.
Does
Oh,
it
go.
not included or does included?
It's included. No additional charge.
Included.
Included.
Included. Okay.
Yes, sir. Okay. Now, here's the timelines. And again, I'll have our Spanish representative re-explain it to you in the client interview. Okay. Just to make sure we know. But day one, you're going to have access to your client dashboard. That way you could track everything we're doing. Okay. 7 to 10 days from startup, Jaime, we're going to have you submitted to Bing, Apple, and Yahoo as well to boost your online. Okay.
I read the paper.
Awesome. Okay. So you already know then everything going on. Okay. Awesome. All right. So all I need to do, I'm going to secure billing information, read a voice verification to you, which will outline our service agreement that everything's month to month here, no contracts. And then I'm going to, oh, go
And
ahead.
this contract or and this labor that you are doing for us is not going to count the clicks, right?
No.
Because when you are on Google and the people clicks, they charge you for the clicks.
We're not charging you per click. Correct.
Okay,
On the Meta
correct.
ads, it is per click, but that's already allotted in your budget. So out of
Yeah, in
the
the budget. Yeah,
249,
correct.
100 is going towards your Meta ads each month. So we already have you
Yeah,
covered there.
we know that. Yeah,
Okay.
we know that.
Awesome. Okay.
Another question.
Shoot.
For the files or the advertising that you're going to show up, you need the logo, you need our advertising.
Yeah, so in your client dashboard, right, which I'm going to get you logged into on this same phone call, that's where you're going to put your logo, your photos, your videos. That way we can use them for your listings. Okay?
Because I'm the one the user I am the one he come on. I am the
I get
one who
what you're
do
saying.
the
You manage all of it, right?
yeah the flyers, the videos and all
Yeah,
the
so
stuff.
in your client dashboard, you're going to be able to attach your media, and I'll show you exactly how to get to it.
Okay, so we can edit or do some changes on your page. Correct.
You'll have full access to everything, even your social media ads. So any changes you want to make, you could do it live from your client dashboard, or you could call in even, whatever works better for you.
Okay.
All right. So I'm putting you and Marianne on as authorized users, right, on the account?
Thank you.
Okay, perfect.
Correct.
All right. Jaime, do you spell that J-A-I-M-E?
J-I-I-M-E. Correct. Jaime.
Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect. And all right. Let's see. Same last name? Q-U-I-R-O-Z?
No, my last name is L-O-P-E-Z. Lopez.
Got it. Lopez. Jaime Lopez. Perfect. All right. And here, I'm going to put you as the main contact, since you handle the majority of the marketing, and I'm going to put Mary Ann as an authorized user. Okay, there we go. I just flipped it around. Okay, so let me jump over here. As far as the billing information goes, the card you're going to be using to secure the position with today, is the billing address the 311 Progress Street?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. And the name, is it your name on the card, Jaime Lopez?
Uh-huh.
Okay, perfect. The card, Jaime?
No, and for the invoice, it's going to be Enterprise.
Enterprise Air Conditioning and Refrigeration. Got it. Okay.
Yes.
That's the main
for the invoice.
Okay, perfect. Put that in there. Awesome. Okay. The card, is it a Visa, MasterCard, MX, or Discover?
I think it's a MasterCard. I have to go to my computer for that.
Okay. Take your time. If it's a MasterCard, it should start with a 5.
Okay. I'm here in account. Enterprise. Okay, it's 5207.
Okay.
1100.
Okay.
0461.
Okay.
5891.
5891. Okay. And the expiration date?
129.
129. Okay, and then the CVC code, it's the little three-digit code on the back.
608.
Okay. So what I'm doing now is coding out the card. I'm assigning the package to your technician, processing the payment, and I'm going to read this voice verification to you now. Heads up on the voice verification, it's going to ask you a few questions already asked. Okay.
That one is have to be to Marianne at enterac.com.
Oh, you're talking about the emails or?
No. To verify.
Oh, got it. It's just a voice verification. So I just have to read it right. And then what I'll do is I'm going to send you your login credentials for your dashboard and you'll get your initial invoice too. And then we'll get that client interview set up in Spanish, too, okay?
Okay, thanks.
All right. So it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance. To outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and this is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Enterprise Air Conditioning and Refrigeration.
Perfect. Please state your name and title within the business.
Jaime Lopez Advertising.
Perfect. And you are authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Correct. I accept.
And I know Marianne authorized you earlier, so that's perfect. All right.
That's correct.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Correct.
Perfect. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree
Correct.
To be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
I agree.
Perfect. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date. That is November 27th, 2024. And the non-refundable discounted amount of $249 for the Platinum package. When the term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 27th day in the amount of $249. You may discontinue your agreement anytime by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, we ask that you contact client support 3 days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I agree.
Perfect. Now I can stop sounding like a robot. All right, so what I want to do, I'm going to get your client interview scheduled again with one of our Spanish reps, okay? Give me one quick second. Let me just pull up their availability. Okay, they only have, let me make sure. Okay, they only have one more slot available today. That's going to be at 3 p.m. Will that work for you?
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. All right. So you're going to get an email calendar invite right now. It's going to say Local Splash, SP, or CI, which means client interview, and then SP for Spanish. Okay?
Okay.
One hour before the appointment, you're going to receive an email reminder and a text reminder as well. So you'll know the appointment's coming. Okay? And the way this is going to work, they're going to call you from our 877 number. That's going to be the same number I'm going to text you in just a second here. As long as I'm not on the phone with another client, I'm going to call you first just to introduce you to the technician.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Now, I'm going to send you over to my direct line and extension so you have it. If you have any questions, right, you can always call me directly or you could contact client support, okay? So let me get that to you. All right. Rocking and rolling. All right. Now, I want to explain these emails to you. Are you – you're at your desk, right? You have access to your emails right now? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So do me a favor. The first one you're going to want to pull up will be titled Local Splash Initial Invoice.
Uh-huh. I got it.
All right. So when you pull that one up.
And then you send the invitation. Okay.
When you pull that initial invoice up, the fifth line down, you'll see a blue hyperlink. It'll say, please click here to accept subscription terms. Okay. Let me see. Hold on. I think we might have this in Spanish too. Let me check. Da-da-da-da-da. Splash initial invoice. Hold on.
Thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located. Please note this will be a recurring charge based upon the terms. And please click here to accept subscription terms.
Yeah, go ahead and click there. Okay.
Yeah.
And that's going to take you to your Local Splash terms of experience. This is everything you're paying for in writing, which is everything I went over with you. Okay. The only things that are not included is my site custom website. You already have a website, so just ignore that. Also, you'll see Google Ads and Google Guaranteed on there. Those are not included in this platform. If you wanted to upgrade to those in the future, you definitely could, okay? And then Yelp Ads is also not included. So everything else is included in your platform that you see on there. After you reviewed everything, and you can take your time to review it, at the bottom, it's going to have you check a few boxes. One, agreeing to receive text messages. Okay. The other one is certifying that you're an authorized user on the card. And then it's going to have a box for you to type your name in and hit confirm. So once you hit confirm, it will take you to a username and password screen. That is for your client dashboard. Okay, just let me know when you're on that screen, and I'll have your username and password pulled up.
Jaime Lopez, 1127, compare and signature, huh?
Yes, correct. Click
doesn't
confirm.
Match.
Doesn't match. Oh, let me make sure I spelled it right.
Oh, hold on. No. It's okay. I was.
Okay.
What's my phone? Okay. Username and password.
All right. Username is going to be, give me a second. Okay. It's going to be the business phone number. So it's 956-514-1052. No spaces.
Okay.
Okay. The password, okay, I'm going to say it and then spell it. It's all lowercase letters, so no capitals, okay? All right?
Okay.
It's B Bing. So that's B like boy.
Okay.
E like echo.
Echo.
Yep.
Hold on. Echo.
Yep. Or Edward, you know?
Mm-hmm.
B like boy.
Again?
Yeah, again. So it should be B-E-B. And then it's going to be I like Indio or Igloo. I. Okay.
Yeah.
N like Nancy.
Uh-huh.
G like Go. Okay, and then try to log in.
B-Bing?
B-Bing. Yeah.
B-Bing. Just enter?
Yeah, hit enter and let's see if it gets you in.
Hold on. Let me zoom because... Okay, tiny, curious. We're working on your account. Please check back in 2-3 days business. If you want to add some photos, click here.
Yeah, so basically after your client interview, they'll have everything filled out on this. But what I want you to do, go ahead and click the X on that, okay, where it says we're working on your account. Click the X. And then on the left-hand side, you should see business info. It'll be in blue letters.
Correct.
Go ahead and click that. Okay.
On business info?
Yeah, on business info. Go ahead and click that. And then, see here. Oh, they have that address in there wrong. I'm gonna fix it all though. But you're gonna see everything's not filled in, like the keywords, the content, etc. If you scroll all the way to the bottom, okay, what you could get a jump on is to start adding your photos. Okay, it'll say media, and then it'll have like a logo, cover photo, business photos. Business videos, okay?
Yeah.
That's where you want to attach those things.
Yeah, I've got it here.
Now, here's the good thing, okay? When you attach it in there, Jaime, it's going to automatically load to Google and Facebook from one spot. Okay? So very important having those photos and videos attached in there. Okay? Now,
so,
I want to...
Okay.
No, go ahead.
Yeah, I listen.
Okay.
So I can choose the same photos from the Google or the same photo for Facebook, and I upload it here because it's going to be the same, right?
That's fine, but we're going to pull those photos off of there anyways. You know what I'm saying? Because you already have them on the Google listing and the Facebook.
Yeah.
You can attach them if you want, but we're already going to have those photos, you know? So once we link everything, those photos will show on there too.
At the same time.
Correct. So you really, that's a great question. You really don't need to put the duplicates. Just put any additional photos or videos you don't currently have on your Google listing or Facebook. That way we can attach them. But once we link Google and Facebook, it's going to upload those photos automatically.
Okay. Got it.
That's a great question. I appreciate you bringing that up.
Okay.
Let me jump over here. Okay, so what I want to do, I want to show you how to always be able to get back to that page, okay? So I'm going to shoot you.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Hold on. I need to put, because I have the notepad and I got a file. It says accounts and I'm going to do local splash.
Yes.
Local splash. And username is going to be 956-510-52. All right. 514-10-52. And the password is going to be BEDING.
Correct.
Correct?
Correct.
Okay, save. Continue. Okay.
Okay.
I'm ready.
All right, so what I want you to do, go ahead and go back to your emails, and you're going to go to the email that says, welcome to Local Splash.
Log out?
It should be the one after the initial invoice. It'll say, welcome to Local Splash.
Well, I'm here on the page that we was working, and I click back.
Yeah, so you want to go back to your emails.
When I click back, it's personal info, password, billing, business information, terms, conditions, and...
Yeah, so what you're going to want to do, because you have a Google Workspace, right? So you're going to want to go back to your inbox and your emails.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm here in the inbox.
You're the man. All right, go to the email that says, welcome to Local Splash.
Got it. I'm here.
Okay. So you're going to see it'll say, hello, Jaime, yada, yada, yada. If you scroll down a little, it's going to say, here are your credentials for your client dashboard. So I know you saved your username and password, but I always just like to show you about how to get back there. Okay. All right. Now, there's going to be another email titled Action Needed, Pictures Needed for Google Verification. Ignore that email. Your Google listing is already verified, so you don't have to submit those photos. Okay?
Correct.
So the Action Needed email, if you want, you could just delete that. It's automatically sent to all of our new clients, but you don't need to submit those pictures, okay? The one you're going to want to take a look at is going to – I'm trying to find the Facebook one too. You're going to have an email that says, important, please add us to your Google business profile. You're going to want to do that email, okay? So if you're having trouble doing it, in the client interview – your technician will walk you through how to add us, okay? But you're going to need to add us as manager to your Google page. That way we could get in and optimize it, okay?
Okay.
Now, let me find – hold on. There's a Facebook email, too. Let me locate it real quick. Facebook profile link needed. I already have the link. Hold on. Man, I feel like they add new emails every day.
I know.
Yeah, we have so many like automated ones, you know, so I have to look through them, and sometimes they move them. Hold on. Let me see here. Where's the Facebook one? Create Facebook. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to have your technician send it. I'll message somebody from the social media department, but it's similar to the Google page, right? You're just going to add us as manager to the business Facebook too. That way we could run ads for you and link it to your dashboard, okay? So what I'll do, I'll make sure they send that to you in the client interview, and I'll message the social media department too so they could send it to you prior to the interview as well, okay?
Correct.
Do you have any questions for me right now?
No.
Okay.
Everything is clear.
I always like to prioritize, because I know you get a bunch of emails when you sign up with us, so I always like to prioritize it, okay? The main thing is in the dashboard, you want to start adding your photos and videos, because we're going to use those for your listings, okay?
So yeah, that's priority one.
Yes. And what's equally important is adding us as manager to the Google page and to the social media page. That way we could get rocket and roll. Okay. Everything else
so
is just for your... Yeah.
So the technician is going to tell me how to do it, right?
Correct. Correct. The technician will walk you through how to do it, and that will be in Spanish, too.
Okay.
You know, your English is spot on too, brother. Like, yeah, you understood me, right? Perfectly too. Like,
I understand, but talking is very difficult to me.
So it's going to be a little tricky. So I'm going to put your primary language in Spanish. That way, anytime a technician calls you, it'll be in Spanish. But I'll be your account lead. So when you call me, obviously, I'll be in English, you know? We'll make it work 100%. I have other clients, same situation, you know?
Thank you.
All right. Hey, I look forward to being your account lead on this. I hope you and Marianne have a great Thanksgiving. Look out for that call.
Yes, sir.
It's going to be at 3 p.m. and that's going to come from our 877 number. Okay. You'll get a, email and text reminder 1 hour before the appointment. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
In this case, for Thanksgiving, you're not going to work in on Thursday and Friday?
Our tech team will be here, actually, on Friday, and they'll be here limited on Thursday. I will not, though. So I won't be in on Thursday and Friday. If you do need to call in, right, for whatever reason, just dial, press 1 instead of 711, and you'll get the client support team. We do have some agents.
Okay.
Coming in to cover, like, calls, though, you know?
Correct.
Okay?
Correct.
Right. I'm glad it's not me. I'll be back on Monday, you know?
But
we will have our
house
team.
Going...
doing the Thanksgiving, you know, 4-day weekend. Like, yep. But I'll be back on Monday, too, you know, for sure.
Well, Daniel, thank you. Thank you for your time, and thank you for this business.
Yeah, we look forward to this being a long-term marketing solution. We work really hard for our clients, too. Okay, so I'll get all your notes over to your tech and just expect that call at 3 o'clock, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right, Jaime, congratulations, brother. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye-bye.